Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com.
94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And ServPro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Coming up real quick here, we have Encore, which is actually taking place at the John and Dee Dee Howard Performing Arts Center. That is, of course, the auditorium at the St. Joe High School. You've heard these guys before, but I'm going to let them introduce themselves and explain to me how you got involved with Encore, if you don't mind.
I'm Dennis Bowen. I was the director of choral activities at St. Joe High for quite a few years, and part of my responsibility was directing the variety show.
And I'm Bob Ehrenberg, class of 71, and I was in the variety show when I was in high school. And I'm also a proud graduate of St. Joe and a fond supporter of the foundation, and that's what this is all about.
Exactly. So Encore, for anyone who doesn't remember, is kind of this cool thing that you guys have done multiple times in the past, right?
It's our third time.
Where you invite back alumni to audition for the chance to be a part of the shows that you're going to have very soon here. And then you pick your favorites, and basically they get to come back as St. Joe alumni and perform.
Right. Some of them are doing the exact numbers that they did through the 50s and through the 2000s, or others are just bringing their talent and doing something new.
So you guys have been here for, I guess, over the past few months.
600 times.
You started with doing the all call for anyone who wanted to audition. And then we came in and did an update about sponsorship and when the show was going to be. But we have yet to actually cover who's going to be in the show. So we're going to get to that today, but want you to put this down on your calendar. So it's happening Friday the 17th and Saturday the 18th. That's of August, of course, 7 p.m. for both of those shows. And you said there's a ticket range of anywhere between $15, $25, and $50. Where can I get these at?
You can get them online at sjhsencore.org. www.sjhsencore.org.
Got it. But even better, even if you purchase the $50 seats, you'll know that it all goes back to the St. Joe Public Schools Foundation.
Correct. The Academic Booster Club.
I love it. So this is a fundraiser.
There are about 140 alums coming back, and they're from a range of the classes, as I said, in the 50s through the 2015s. And it's like one giant class reunion, even though they don't know each other. They're happy.
Do you mind if we run through the acts that you have, since we've never done this yet?
Sure. We always start with the opening number, which is a traditional number since the 1960s. It involves the jazz band and the chorus line and a song that was written by Dennis and Bob Brown. And it's been a tradition. Anybody who went to St. Joe knows about the variety show because it's the longest running one in the state of Michigan.
So this is actually the opening number that they do still at the variety show.
Yep. And we have this big lighted sign that blinks showtime and whatever the year is.
I like it. Okay.
Yep. And following that one this year is Jeff Hoover, who's currently in WGN-TV. And he's doing an act that he did in 83 with Bartoloni, and it's called Ajax Airlines.
Okay. Should be interesting.
Uh-huh.
Then we also, in the first act, have three St. Joseph High School seniors who performed in the variety show in February. And one of them is Leah Terry, and she's going to do a dance. Another is Zoe Downey, and she's going to do a comedy routine. And the third one is Megan Jacobazzi, who's going to sing from Gilbert and Sullivan.
Okay.
So we have some young kids who we want to show their talent as part of the legacy and future of St. Joseph High School Fine Arts.
I like it. Okay.
Then we turn back to some alums, and this one from the class of 81. Cynthia Orlasky, and she's doing a kind of a honky-tonk Turn Me On.
All right. I would like to see that one. I'm a country type of girl over here.
And she's got a fantastic piano player with her, so you really don't want to miss it.
He's playing the piano for her.
Oh. I love it.
And if you've seen Mamma Mia.
Yes.
Okay, so you know at the finale, the cast comes out and sings with the audience.
Yep.
We have three people who are going to be doing...
Fun.
Yeah.
We get to sing along.
You get to sing along on that one. It's Dancing Queen.
Okay. Got it.
And then the orchestra, of course, you know, St. Joe's got three different orchestras. We're the luckiest school in the state, I think. And he's bringing out the chamber orchestra first, and they're going to do something from Schindler's List.
Dave Carlock.
Yes, we know Dave.
Grammy Award winning Dave Carlock is going to do Knights in White Satin with an orchestra, with an arrangement that he he prepared and video, and it's going to be something spectacular.
Very theatrical.
I have not seen this, but we know going in that Dave is going to do something very, very special.
And I, unlike Bob Ehrenberg, am going to stay in line with the order of the show, and we're going to go to Meadowlark, which is done by Janine Bach-Bergen, and she's an opera star from Vienna, actually, and she's an alum, and she's going to be performing this Sunday at the Municipal Bandshell.
The Soledad sisters are going to sing a song from Wicked that is very meaningful. It's called For Good. It's got a nice melody to it, and I think that'll be a favorite of the audience.
And then we bring in the two current students with, as Bob mentioned, their acts from the recent variety show. And we close the first act out with the full orchestra now, and they're doing Phantom of the Opera featuring Scott Palma as Who Knows.
I can't believe everything we've just covered in only the first act.
That's the first act.
Sounds like there's a lot of good mix of different things, different, I guess, shows that they're taking songs from, a lot of originals, maybe a little throwbacks.
Even though they're vocals, they're done differently. We've got different styles going. So it's called a variety show, and we're going to do it.
Now, covering, I guess, that first act there.
Yep.
I feel like a lot of those are going to be long. Do you give them a time cutoff or a crunch of time?
We generally like them to run 3.5 minutes. A couple of them are longer, but overall, we're probably running about an average of 3.5 to 4 minutes per act.
Okay, very good. How long does the show typically last?
Oh, about 16 hours.
So it's well worth your ticket price.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And the two meals we'll be serving.
2 hours.
You'll be there until from about 7 to 9.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Run me through Act 2, if you don't mind.
Well, Act 2 starts out 3 numbers, all featuring our jazz band. The opening number will be the chorus line, this time with guys. That's always been a tradition, and there's 8 of us. I'm actually doing it. It's my first time appearing in an act.
This should be worth the ticket price alone.
we're rehearsing tonight on stage for the first time, so that'll be fun.
And then the other one, featuring the band, we're bringing Jeff Hoover back, but he's a singer this time.
And
he's doing it like Dean Martin. In fact, you might close your eyes and think he's back again.
Oh,
so that should be interesting.
And then they'll play their own number, How High the Moon. So the jazz band has center stage for the first 3 numbers in the second
act. Okay.
Next followed by is an alumni, Betsy Baker, and she is out in California. And Bob, you know what she's on right now.
She's going to be a recurring character in the upcoming season of Shameless. I don't know if you watch that.
Oh, yeah.
I asked her if it was a clean part, and she said, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, with a name like Shameless. I've seen some of those episodes.
Oh, it's incredible.
However, she's doing a familiar one with some different lyrics called Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered.
And that's going to be followed by a number from Suddenly Seymour. It's the one where the plant eats every...
We'll think of it.
Stay tuned. But anyway, that's Jeannie Dwan and Scott Palma will be doing that number.
Talk about Heavenly Friends. And the first encore in 2014, we had Susan Waymire, Mankey, and Donna Metz, and they did a girl skit that they wrote, Teenagers.
Okay.
Well, then in the second show, they were old people in an old people's home. Well, they're back again, and they've written a third script, and you're going to have to show up to find out just where they are at this point.
Fun.
And then the next act features Susan Boschke, who was inspired to pursue her dreams in fine arts when she went to Broadway in 1980 and saw St. Joe graduate Ken Marshall do Tony from West Side Story. So she's going to do Somewhere from West Side Story, and then she's following it up with a song that she actually wrote during encore, watching all the alums on stage returning and kind of pursuing their dreams of coming back to St. Joe High and performing again.
That's different.
And she's orchestrated it. She's written it. It's going to be very well done with video.
Okay.
Another local gal, Kay Stickney Dine, is coming back to do a song called Jesse. And she was in the show originally in 1983, let's say.
No, 74.
74, thank you. 74. And we had her back at our first encore, and I'm bringing her back again because I like the song.
Yeah, why
Jesse,
not?
It's a beautiful song.
Okay.
She probably liked to be 83.
We'll just
say 83.
And then Kent Vanderberg, who has produced Olympics, he's produced Tampa Bay football on television, has created a video to the song What the World Needs Now. We're considering that his talent because it's really an incredible video that he did during the 2016 election cycle when there was so much anger going on in the world, and it's quite poignant. It's a very nice video.
Nice.
And we're changing from that then into something a little lighter. We have 4 generations of dancers. Connie Cassidy, who choreographed most of the early variety shows from the 50s on, and her daughter Cammy, who is now the choreographer, plus Connie's brother, children, her grandchildren, and her great-grandchild, they're all dancing together on the stage.
Okay.
So that's going to be something
very
to see.
Special.
Even if they can't dance, you're going to love to see them.
Yes.
They can dance.
All together, yes.
Yeah.
And then the last two numbers are really what the show is all about. We want to build on the past legacy and the future legacy of St. Joe Fine Arts. And we're going to feature a little skit done by five alumni who will talk about how fine arts matters, whether you're on stage, whether you practice at home, wherever you are, fine arts is very important. And we're going to follow that up with Climb Every Mountain and You'll Never Walk Alone as an encouragement to the kids who are in high school now who might be thinking about pursuing fine arts as a career as well. And that's going to be introduced again by Megan Yacobazzi, who's going to be a St. Joe senior this year and who has decided to pursue fine arts.
Fantastic. We covered a whole lot of acts, you guys.
Yeah, we did.
You got a lot of rehearsing ahead of you, huh?
Yeah, we put this together in one day, though.
I know.
It's amazing.
So you got all of your acts ready to roll, and you're going to make sure that they all know?
We do have some of the big groups rehearsing during the week because you're pulling choirs together and bands and orchestras, but the solo acts are coming in maybe 20 minutes to a chance on stage, and then they're going to do it.
A serious variety show this is going to be. Yeah. Again, it's called Encore, and all the proceeds from this benefit the St. Joe Public Schools Foundation. Again, it's Friday, August 17th and Saturday, August 18th. 7 p.m. is when they both start. It's at, of course, the John and Dee Dee Howard Performing Arts Center right there at St. Joe High. And tickets range anywhere between $15, $25, $50. And where can we get more details and tickets?
Just go to the website.
It's sjhsencore.org.
You got it.
Guys, we'll have so much fun and break a leg.
Thank you so much.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.